Good evening, Rabbi Mayefsky. I entitled Timing is Everything for tonight, and it is on many different fronts. We have the parasha beginning with Ela HaDvarim. Moshe now has been given license to not tell the mitzvos in his own words. Obviously, that all comes to 613 mitzvos. They're all coming in Piagvura from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now Moshe feels the time is right to say what he has to say, to give them the tochacha, to give them the rebuke for all the things that have happened, and go over the last 40 years so that they understand what's happening. The time is right now. We're entering the last 5 weeks of Moshe's life, and he feels that there is no time like the present because time draws near. And to me, it's a very momentous day today as well. It's my father's 26th yahrzeit as well. And that brings back many memories, but I want to get on to the parsha, which brought me to the same thought over here. We have Tisha B'Av this coming week. And it says in one of the early psukim in Eicha, "Yesh machov kemachovi lo aleichem kol ovrei derech." What is the, we have so many times in Eicha that it mentions it has a lashon kefel, it's a double lashon. And what it means, "Yesh machov kemachovi lo aleichem kol ovrei derech," is very simple. A lot of times when somebody is suffering in pain for something terrible that has happened to him and he feels alone, but the truth of the matter is if he looks around and he sees everybody else is suffering along with him, that sort of, even though he feels for his countrymen as well, but it sort of mitigates the pain. It's lo aleichem. It's not just me that is suffering. Everybody else is suffering as well. And Klal Yisrael has gone through Korban Bayis, and that is what is happening over here in Eicha. And he was saying, take Nechama from that, and that makes it easier. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the beginning of this parasha, feels the need, the time is right for them to discuss all the pitfalls, the missteps that were made over the last 40 years. But we see when he begins, and it says, love of the Chatzeros, the deeds are hard. All the Mepharshim get into, why doesn't he just say it, call a spade, as we might say, just explain everything to them as it happened, yet we see that he's saying it to Derech or Niza. He's making veiled references to all the things. And that sometimes is necessary. He's looking for a way not to shove it down their throat, so to speak, at this point in time, because something has happened now. And that's why, again, timing is everything. What has happened? We finished off the parasha last week that they were on the precipice now. It's only a few weeks to go before they enter the land of Eretz Yisrael. And suddenly something terrible happens. So what I mean by that is very simple. And that is 2.5 tribes to tell them basically it's Reuven and Gad. Half of Shevet Menashe was there, so to speak, to watch over them. But the fact remains that 2.5 Shvatim were asking to stay Eivar Yarden after all the trials and tribulations that they endured for the last 40 years. And these were the survivors, and they made it. Same as we have endured all the years since the Golos, since the Second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed almost 2,000 years ago. And now we've made it this far. And do we have the state of Israel? Are we flocking to the state of Israel? Some of us are, and a lot of us are not. More than half of the Jews in the world are still living in Chutz Laaretz. Me as well, obviously. But nevertheless, these are the things that happen. And what we see is that as time passes, somehow it gets easier. Sometimes when somebody passes away, and I know it's the, like I mentioned, it's the 26th yahrzeit for my father. When the tzaras happens initially, it seems okay, you know, you suffer. And as we say, we have this phrase that we like to say, time heals all wounds. And as time passes, the agony, the pain, the suffering gets a little bit easier. And we learn to live with it, and we get used to our life, and we move on with it. And life gets back to normal. And everything goes on, and as time passes, we forget about it time after time. And each yahrzeit that goes by, we sort of not totally forget, but the pain gets less. Unfortunately, we have this with Korban Bayis, We have, it's almost 2,000 years, and we've grown very comfortable living in Chutz La'aretz. And here in B'nai Yisrael is about to enter the land after 400 years or after 210 years, now 250 years of being in Golos the last 40 years. While they weren't in Mitzrayim, they certainly weren't living in peace and comfort in Eretz Yisrael, even though they were under the guidance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, it wasn't living in their own land, in their own homes, living their own lives. They were still being led like a flock of sheep. But nevertheless, all of a sudden, 2.5 tribes decide to, as I said last week, God was so thankful that nobody broke ranks. It's a miracle. And now 2.5 tribes at the very precipice of entering the land of Israel, 2.5 tribes break ranks. And Moshe Rabbeinu is caught off guard, and he's totally demoralized. And he says, Eicha Esau Levadi. Again, timing is everything. Even in Eretz Yisrael this week, we're all on the same parasha. In other words, that should be a lesson to us. The Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, at least we're on the same page. Finally, after a couple of months of being a parasha apart, now we're finally together again. We read Parshas Devarim, Eicha Esau Levadi. Moshe has reached the end of his rope. And as I mentioned last week, Miriam and Aaron have passed away, and he's truly alone. He has no one to help him lead. No one from his own generation is left that he can speak to from that generation, his age group, and who has experienced Mitzrayim. There's nobody left but Kiyim Kalev ben Yefuneh, Yehoshua ben Nun, and Yehoshua is prepared to take over the reins. But nevertheless, 2.5 shvatim, and he's trying to debate, how do I give them tochacha? How do I tell them that 2.5 tribes are breaking away? I'm faced with a dilemma, because now what happens if God told 2.5 tribes that it was okay, gave them permission to be able to stay Avrayade? Moshe is concerned that possibly this feeling will spread. That's what happens. These feelings spread. Maybe another tribe will say, maybe it's not such a bad idea. We've been talking about it, the Meraglim, the Mice of Meraglim, and God told us, and they told us that Eretz Ochelos Yoshvel Hehi from the Meraglim, maybe some of this was not so untrue, and why go through the motions here? It's very nice land, and as Reuven and God decided to stay Avrei Yarden, it's not so bad. Here we are, those of us who have made a life for ourselves in Chutz La'aretz, we live, whether it's in France or in England or Spain, or wherever we live, that we've grown accustomed to life, we are satisfied, so to speak, and we make a life and it brings up beautiful families, but we're living in Chutz La'aretz. The same thing happened to Yaakov Avinu and Vayechi. Vayechi Yaakov B'Eretz Mitzrayim Shva Esrei Shana. The last 17 years, and God was disappointed in Yaakov's attitude that he began to enjoy himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was disappointed, and Moshe is mortified that 2.5 shvatim are staying in Chutz La'aretz after all of the trials and tribulations that they've been through. And we as a people, for the last almost 2,000 years, what we've been through, all the tzoras that we've experienced, and the Gula Shalema is obviously Shoshanei to Vivaita. It's a lot closer than further. It has to be. There's not so much time left that it could be much longer. And we've made it this far. We have passed through all of the fires of the last 2 years of all the anti-Semitism that we've been through. Of course, there's still so much ahead. But nevertheless, we've survived all of this. And Moshe is trying to tell them, he's afraid to hit them over the head and tell them outright of all the mistakes they made. There's a way to give tochacha. Moshe is teaching us a lesson. And if we want to bring up our children, we want to tell them where they made the mistakes, but also not chase them away with complaints all the time and telling them that they're not doing the right thing. He's grabbing his straws over here since he's afraid there's a break in the ranks now. How do I talk to these people? And he's making references to all these things that have happened in the past. If you understand it, fine. If you don't understand it, well then, obviously, you're not on the same page, because certain things that we say You know, it's like the old joke when we say you'll get it when you're 65. If you don't get it, then it wasn't for you. And the Tochacha that Moshe is giving veiled references is that they get it or they don't. And that's what we're trying to instill in Klal Yisrael. We preach all the time about unity and all the different factions that we have in Judaism. It's the same thing that we've been through. Klal Yisrael over here, Moshe is trying to walk a fine line. He's walking the tightrope not to make other shvatim break ranks, as we see. And that's why there were no shvatim in the second Beis Hamikdash. We had those lost tribes. What is the symbolism of lost tribes? Because the only way that the Bnei Yisrael exists as a cohesive unit is that if we don't start to say, I'm from tribe Reuven and I do things this way, and I am from tribe Shimon and I do things this way. If we are one blend of people, while it may be a little more boring, but nevertheless, that is how we survive when we are unified. That is the lesson. And that's how the parasha ends today. Don't you see, from all the tzaraos that we've been through in the last 40 years, you are the ones who made the cut. You are the ones who made it this far. God has saved us for a purpose. And God has saved us in this day and age for a purpose. Those of us from families who have survived the war, those who are living at this time and have the opportunity, we have so many learning groups and so much to learn from. But we must always remember, lest we get comfortable, because it's 2,000 years. And as I was explaining many years ago to one of my congregants, when we had to do something that was, we had to cancel something that they made a weekend that was during the 9 days. And when I found out about it, I canceled it. And they got upset. And he asked me what it was all about. And I told him, he said, when did this happen? And I told him, almost 2,000 years ago, and he yelled at me and said, get over it. Do we get over it? There's always that fear that we will get over it. So we commemorate Tisha B'Av once a year. We commemorate Yahrzeit once a year, so we never get over it. The temptation is to let time pass, and as I said at the beginning, time heals all wounds. But Churban Bayis is the cause for all of our tzaraos. And the lesson from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, this is one tzara that God doesn't want us ever to get over it. Because the only way to bring the Gula Shalema is if we truly in our hearts realize that we are not whole as a people until we are unified and the Gula Shalema arrives. May this be the last Tisha B'Av that we all celebrate as a nation. May the next year bring the Gula Shalema. And we have Lashana Haba Birushalayim. Have a good evening.